there. Huck, no, not Huckleberry. I can't say her name, but
how about strawberries?
Oh yeah, we had a lot of strawberries. This fellow was here a minute ago. He'd been selling strawberries all summer down there. He's got a big patch in his garden there. He's got a big lot.
How about raspberries?
You don't have many raspberries. And we don't find any dewberries anymore. I've been trying for 3 years to get some dewberries to make jelly out of it. That makes the best jelly in the world. Yeah, I got 5 gallons of blackberries. We still got some of them. They take it and cook them and get the juice it out. And then take the seeds and run them through a colander, and they call it jam. I had jam for breakfast this morning. We still got some of it from last year. And I asked that man yesterday, was in here, stay here. His boy's been bringing these blackberries. He's got 2 or 3 red-headed boys. And they've been bringing, I asked him yesterday if the boy's going to be in to pick my berries this year. He said he didn't know. He said, just one of them here right now.
What about the kind of a tree that grows up in the mountains? It's not a very big tree.
Oh, laurel?
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah. And then, I haven't seen any around, but there's trees with these big flat leaves that are shiny. Magnolia or rhododendron?
Oh yeah, magnolia. Outside, we got one in the yard. I passed there yesterday. It's about that deep in leaves. They shed all year round. I went there. I had one here and I had cut it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went. I don't want that. No. You can't keep your yard clean, and then that leaves will cut down over your grass and just scald it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just ruin you. You can't raise grass.
Now, is the laurel the same thing as the mountain laurel?
Yeah,
same thing. And the rhododendron, you don't.
No, I don't know what that is.
These are some names for members of the family. What do you call a man married to a woman man's married to? He calls her his. She would be his
wife.
Yeah, and the man would be her
husband.
All right. Now, are there any other terms that you ever use, kind of jokingly or anything, instead of those?
Yeah, they call them everything.
nothing particular.
No.
How about a woman whose husband is dead?
She's a widower.
All right. And your male,
he's a widower too, if his wife's dead.
Okay. And your male parent is your
father.
All right. And your female parent is your
mother.
What did you call your mother and father?
I called her mama and called him father.
Okay. And together, your mother and your father, or your one word for your piece of your mother and your father together, you talk about them as your
home,
or your parents.
Going home to see my father and mother.
Yeah. You might say, going home to see my father and mother, and I say, going home to see those two people, they are my
mother and father.
Yeah. I think it's parents.
Yeah, I'm parents.
And how about did you know either of your, any of your grandparents?
No, I didn't know much about them. They died before us.
What do your grandchildren call you?
Granddaddy.
Okay, and what do they call your wife?
Grandmother.
Okay, and it was mentioned the word children before, but is there any kind of a nickname you might use instead of saying your children? You might say your
kids.
Okay, and something that, if you give a small child or a baby a name, you might call that what kind of a name? Not his real name.
Oh, maybe honey.
Yeah.
Honey or something like that,
Would you ever call that a pet name or a basket name?
No.
Okay. And something you might take a baby out for a walk-in.
Take it for a stroll.
In a what?
In a baby buggy.
Okay. And when you do that, you say you're going to take the baby for a stroll. Would you say I'm going to wheel the baby or roll the baby?
Roll the baby.
All right. And if you have a son,